There were few reports of violence in Kenya on Monday as elections were held for the first time under a new constitution. A Pawpaw couple served as election observers in the small town of Lumakanda. Joe and Kathy Osman spoke with us by Skype the day after those elections. Joe Osman says that problems getting a computer system working to identify voters caused some long delays.
We were official international observers at a polling station here in Lumakanda, and it got off to a very rough start. I think that in summary, based on what we saw and on what we've been hearing in the news, the Kenyan National Elections Commission had some excellent systems designed, but they had a lot of glitches in them. And so there were just a lot of delays and problems in the way that the election went forward. As an example, they instituted a new system called biometric voter registration, in which every voter in the country had to re-register, and that included an electronic capture of their thumbprint. And then when they registered, their thumbprint was associated with a photograph and also with their ID card or passport. And so the idea was that then when they voted, they would sign in with their thumbprint, which would automatically come up with their photo and ID number. And that would be a foolproof way of making sure that each person is a unique voter who only votes once. Unfortunately, when our polling station opened, their biometric capture system was not working. They couldn't get into their laptop for whatever reason. And so after a long delay of almost an hour, they finally decided to go to their paper registration book, which had 675 names in it, not in alphabetical order. And so every voter that came in, they had to search this book and try to find their names. So the voting was just proceeding extremely slowly, and there was a crowd of up to about 200 people outside growing increasingly impatient, as I certainly would have been under the circumstances, until finally about 8:15 in the morning, after the polls were scheduled to open at 6, they did get that biometric system working, and then everything went fine after that. But we understand that there were places in the country that never got it working, and so they were stuck with using this paper system all day long. So that's just one little glimpse of what our experience was like yesterday.
Part of the problem there was that a lot of people turned out and wanted to vote, right?
Absolutely.
The results are still coming in slowly. That's another challenge they've had, is their electronic system of sending the votes from the local polling station to the national center and getting them captured and displayed has been slow and had a few problems. So we're only seeing about a third of the votes cast right now in terms of the results. And everybody's kind of watching the TV as that scrolls by. When I went to the polling station at about 10:30 yesterday, I took over for Joe for a while, and by then the lines were starting to come down, and things were going pretty smoothly. We had a few concerns, and one of the things they have here in terms of personnel at the election site is, in addition to the staff running the election and observers like Joe and I that are nonpartisan, each political party can send an agent as an observer. And there have been a long history of agents intimidating, coaxing voters at the polling place that is now clearly illegal. but people are still used to that happening. So I think the only thing I saw during my that shift in the middle of the day were a few instances of agents, quote, helping folks, but not too much in my room. We were in a school here, a primary school, and they had three lines of and three rooms set up as each as a polling station. They called each one a stream, and I was in two different rooms and saw some of that happening.
Is it also fair to say that there were things that went right? I mean, for all the focus on things that went wrong and for long lines outside the polling stations, can you say that there were things that went right yesterday and enabled Kenya to hold what seems to be a fair and open election?
Certainly, I think there were a lot of things that went right. Once they got the biometric system working in our polling center, they worked really very efficiently. The clerks and the presiding officers for that polling station were very effective and really worked very well with the public. And so by the time poll closure came around at 5 o'clock, there was essentially no line left, and everybody that came to vote got a chance to vote. After the voting, then every polling station actually goes through all of their ballot boxes and counts the results physically before everybody goes home. That was why they didn't finish up until after 2 o'clock this morning, and to all appearances, the results in our polling station were just spot on. They really looked very good.
Yeah, my second shift started at about 7:30 after they closed down the voting and sort of reorganized the space for counting and took a dinner break. We were essentially sequestered. There was one other observer from another organization, myself, a representative agent from, I believe, eight different political parties were there, and then the election staff. And we dumped the paper ballots on the big table and sorted them out and agreed on who each voter voted for and put them in stacks and counted them. They decided not to try to implement electronic voting with all the other innovations that were going up, and that's probably a wise choice to sort of stage things. I think eventually they'll get to electronic voting. So it was a long and sometimes tedious process, but by the end, every agent from all the political parties signed off on the results. The results looked like they reconciled with the number of voters who came and an equal amount of votes for each office. And we had a very, very small percentage of spoiled or rejected or incorrectly completed votes, which the last election they had a pretty high number of those. So that seemed to be an indicator to me that they'd made quite a bit of progress, both in managing the voting process better and in educating people about how to vote correctly.
So you're still in Kenya then for another 7 weeks. Do you think that by the time you leave, you're going to know who the winners of this election have been?
One of the things that's yet to be determined, whether there will be a runoff in the presidential race. For the other five races on the ballot, the candidate with the most votes wins. But for president, the new constitution says that you have to win by 50% plus one of the votes cast. And although there are two very clearly leading candidates at this point in the returns, there is not a definite indication that one of them is going to get more than 50% of the votes. So if if there is a runoff necessary, that will be about the 10th or 11th of April. So we will still be here for that.
And you would, again, be election observers if there is a runoff election?
Yes, we will. I'm sure we will also be involved in doing some more voter education and training and so on, of which we did a fair amount prior to yesterday's election.
And do you feel that that voter education training that you both participated in helped yesterday? Despite some of the problems that happened, do you think that that voter education did make things run just a little bit smoother?
Oh, absolutely. I was quite impressed with voters. They, for the most part, seemed to know what they were doing and not need a lot of assistance. There was assistance available when people were disabled or illiterate or in any way infirm. And so that seemed to go quite well. And I think what I said earlier about the low number of spoiled ballots kind of helped me realize that that the voter education we did, and there was also quite a bit on TV and in the newspapers, had people pretty well prepared. And I don't think we could have gotten through all the voters that came to our polling station in the allotted time if people hadn't been fairly well prepared.
All right. Well, thank you very much again, both for your time. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say the other piece of good news is that up to this point, there has been very little in the way of any kind of election-related violence. And everybody is kind of just sort of holding their breath. But there's been a huge peace campaign that has been going on many, many fronts. And so we're all just very hopeful that that is going to bear fruit and that we will not have a repeat of the kind of violence that we had 5 years ago in this country. And as I said, so far, so good with that. Things are, for the most part, there have been a few incidents, but things for the most part are quite calm.
We do have another event coming up that could be triggers, and that's the final results. Because there's some accusations and rumors about even with the more controlled election voting process about rigging in the election and not happy about the possible results. So how the results play out is also a touchy period where we'll be active with our call-in center and our citizen reporters and keeping an eye on things.
Joe and Kathy Osman of Pawpaw speaking with us by Skype from Lumaconda, Kenya, where they served as election observers. The Osmans will be in Kenya for another 7 weeks and say that they could serve as observers again if a runoff election is needed.